Hello, you guys. How are you doing today? Fun fact, it is currently like 3 a.m. for me because I had a 3-hour nap, which is so unusual of me. I had that during the day. And then, on top of it all, ended up drinking a Red Bull at 8 p.m., which is not a good idea. What was I thinking? I don't know. I genuinely do not know, but at least it gave me energy, and now I'm up and I'm recording like a bunch of audios, and I was thinking, why not record any ramble while I'm at it? It is currently like December 2, so I might be a little bit early on recording this, but you know, why not? I wanted to just sit down and do it. So yeah, that is what we're doing today. I can't believe it's December already. I'm so excited. You guys, I love Christmas time so much, more than Halloween, more than Thanksgiving, more than Easter, more than anything. Christmas time is where I strive. Yeah, right. I don't know. It's the time where I'm the most alive, let's say. I just love it. It gives me like a warm feeling of happiness. I love just sitting at home, sipping hot chocolate, eating my snacks, and watching Christmas movies. And especially because this year, Netflix has been releasing a lot of nice Christmas movies that are not cringe. Because, oh my god, one thing I hate is cringy, romantic, predictable Christmas movies. I just can't do it. If I have to sit there and predict what's gonna happen for the entirety of the movie, I don't want to do it. You know? Those kind of movies are just like, feel good, sit down, and watch them whenever you're bored, but they're definitely not the best. I actually watched a movie with my mom today called Family Switch. They just put it on Netflix, and it's got some of my favorite actors in it as well. I was so excited to see that. One of my favorite movies ever is Freaky Friday, and just give me a sec. Yeah, like I was saying, one of my favorite older movies, I would say, is Freaky Friday. I think it is just so good, so funny. And Family Switch is another Freaky Friday, but it's a little bit different because it's parents that end up switching bodies with their kids. And I'm not gonna lie, it was actually really funny. It made me laugh. I liked it. I thought it was so cute, had the Christmas vibe to it, but it wasn't focused on Christmas, you know what I mean? But it was set during Christmas time. You guys know how these movies go. It was just such a cute movie. Me and my mom really enjoyed it, and I would really recommend it if you guys are looking for any old Christmas movie to watch. There was also another movie I watched. I forgot the name of it, but it was very bad. I know it's in the top 10 movies right now on Netflix. I didn't like it. I thought it was just weird. That's the best way to describe it. I didn't like it. I didn't want to finish it, but I did anyways. You guys know when you're watching like a really bad, predictable movie, but you just continue watching it to see if you're right. Like, oh, did I predict this right? Yes, I did. What's new? That's the kind of movie that it was. And, I mean, I guess I kind of liked it. It was cute and whatever. But yeah, let me know what you guys' favorite Christmas movies are. I think my number one would have to be Home Alone. 100%, nothing will ever top Home Alone. Every single year I watch it. I watch Home Alone every single Christmas. Because it's like, no matter how many times I watch Home Alone 1 and 2, I always end up cracking up. I think it is so fucking funny. And I just love watching it, man. Especially with my brother, because he finds it really funny as well. And yeah, we just like sitting down and watching it together as a family. It's really cute. Fun fact, I actually have never watched Elf. And I know that Elf is a big one. It's like a really, really famous Christmas movie. And I feel like the fact that I haven't watched it is a little bit crazy. I don't want you guys to hate me for it, but this is an unpopular opinion, but I just don't find Will Ferrell funny. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm gonna get canceled for this. You guys are gonna come for me, I already know it, but I just don't find him funny. I don't know why. he doesn't make me laugh. And I've said that a lot in the past to people, and I've definitely gotten a lot of lectures about it. But personally, I just don't. He's not one of my favorites, let's just put it that way. He was really funny in the Barbie movie, I will say. He played his role very well. I like that. But in general, his movies, I don't really care for them a lot. He's not like, you know what I mean? I know he's a big actor and whatever, but he's definitely not my favorite. So maybe that is why I haven't watched Elf, but maybe I should, because I know it's like his most famous movie out there. Another movie I watched for him is called, what is it called? I need to look it up. Eurovision. That is what the movie is called. It is called Eurovision. It is with Rachel McAdams as well. And it was a nice movie. I really liked it. I've watched it like twice. Mostly because I really like Rachel McAdams, but I think he played his role well in that as well. He definitely does have some good movies out there. He is a good actor, but when it comes to comedy, he just doesn't make me laugh. That's all I have to say about that. I do really like Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey knows how to make me laugh. I mean, who hates Jim Carrey? Nobody. I think he's amazing. But yeah, that's just my unpopular opinion, you guys. Please don't come for me. But yeah, definitely let me know what some of your favorite Christmas movies are, because I love hearing about that and seeing what people like. I know a lot of people like Grinch. Grinch is not up there for me. I mean, it's cute and everything, but yeah, it's not like my favorite either. I'm definitely a Home Alone girly, and I do like to sit down and watch a few romantic Christmas movies here and there. Hey, I'm a hopeless romantic. It's part of me. I have to. I just find them a little comforting at times, even though they can be very cringy and boring. They can also be cute. So that's all I have to say about that. Non-Christmas related, I did watch Wish recently in the theaters, and that is a new Disney movie, if you didn't know. I liked it. I would say it's a solid 6 or 7 out of 10, which is honestly pretty low, because usually I rate Disney movies very high, but recently Disney has been disappointing me, and I'm not gonna say that Wish was a disappointment, but I definitely felt like it wasn't Encanto material or Turning Red or Luca. It wasn't like that. It didn't leave an impact on me. I liked it, but I wouldn't watch it again. Would I recommend it? I'd say wait until it's on Disney Plus if you want to watch it. I feel like such a fake fan for saying that, but that is the truth. I have to put it out there. I don't like to lie and give false opinions, so that is how I feel about the movie. And speaking of movies, we have recently been hosting a few movie nights in my Discord server, if you didn't know. One of the members in my server, he's very kind, and he's always offering to play movies, and I recently showed up to WALL-E, which was so cute, one of my favorite Disney/Pixar movies. I think it's really good, and we all watched it in the server, so if you guys are not active in there, then definitely be on the lookout, because we are planning to be a little more active in the movies aspect of my server, and we're planning to stream every couple of weekends. So yeah, just tune in every now and then and keep an eye out if you would like to join me and watch a movie with me. That would be the perfect time to do that. Definitely will be playing a lot of Disney movies, because hello, have you met me? I'm like a huge Disney nerd. I hate to say it, but I am a Disney adult. Not a toxic Disney adult, but a Disney adult. Because I will forever be a child at heart who just loves Disney and loves being in Disney World and Disneyland. So yeah, I'm planning to go to Disneyland this month. I'm not sure if I'm actually gonna go, but I might. If I do, I will let you guys know about it in my next ramble. So definitely stay tuned, and we shall see if I end up going. I go to Disney World a lot more than Disneyland, just because it's closer to me. California is like a long way away, and I hate being in airplanes for a long time, but I'm gonna have to do that, unfortunately, if I go to Disneyland. Hopefully it would be worth it, though. We'll see. If any of you live in California, can you tell me if you like it? Like, I'm genuinely curious, because I've been thinking of potentially moving, soon, very, like, far away, not yet, not now, but eventually I've been thinking of it, and I was really thinking of California, but I always hear that it's really expensive, and I don't want to go live in a very expensive state, but it is always warm there, which I love. I'm so sick of cold weather. I need sun in my life, okay? So if any of you live in California, tell me what you think of it, and, you know, give your girl some thoughts. I'd like to see what it's like living there and stuff, so definitely let me know. Chicago's up there as well, just because it is pretty close to where I live, and I wouldn't be too far away from my family. So, yeah, Chicago's up there, but I'm not quite sure about Chicago, because, well, it's Chicago. It's pretty and everything, but, you know. Honestly, if I had it my way, I would want to go to Europe. I would want to live somewhere in Europe, just because I love Europe. I think it's beautiful. Every single part of it is so beautiful. I don't like living in America. I just don't, for so many reasons. I mean, obviously, I'm grateful to be living here. I'm grateful to have a roof over my head every single day. I'm grateful for that. But definitely, if I would want to move somewhere, it would be Europe. But the reason I wouldn't go there is because it's so far away from my family and my friends, and I don't want to, like, live so far away from them, because they are, like, my everything. Unless I'm married. But who am I kidding? I'm not getting married anytime soon. But yeah. Let me know if you guys like where you live. There's nothing wrong with my state, per se. I like it. It's safe and everything, and it's pretty as well. But it's not my favorite, and if I could move, I would move right now. So, I don't know. We'll see. We do have some pretty nice cities over here that I could move to as well. I like being somewhere where there's a lot of people. You know, I like that lifestyle. I wouldn't say I like the city lifestyle, but, I mean, I sort of do. You know, I like busy places, not too busy, because I can be a little bit introverted at times, and my social battery will die out. So as much as I would want to live somewhere where there's a lot of people, I also don't want to deal with people, because there's only so much you can say before you eventually run out, right? I'm not exactly the biggest social butterfly, but I definitely did come out of my shell a lot more after working food service. I worked as a waitress for about 2 or 3 years after high school, during high school and after as well. And I think after working that job and also voice acting as well, I definitely became a little bit more confident and I can speak up more, but I'm not the greatest at it. And I hate being in crowded places. Like, I hate going out on weekends because I know how busy weekends are. Specifically Sundays. Oh my gosh. Sundays are insane. Not only are they, like, so depressing and I hate them for some reason, but everywhere you go is, like, incredibly busy on Sunday. Especially if you want to go somewhere to eat. I feel like it's always, like, families out and stuff because it is everyone's day off, apparently. And everyone just goes out on Sundays and Saturdays. They're crazy. If I had to choose a favorite day of the week, I would say it's Friday. Just because Friday's great. I really like Friday. It's not too busy, but it's still like the weekend technically. And I like it. It's chill. It's fun. I like going out on Fridays. It's not too bad at all. Thursdays can be nice, but if I had to choose a least favorite day, it would definitely be Sunday. Because something about Sundays. It's like lazy day. Like, oh, Sunday, I need to sleep all day long. I don't want to go out. I'm actually planning to see my friend this Sunday, which is so funny now that I think about it, because I'm sitting here talking about how busy it's going to be, and I'm planning to go out on that day. Pray for me, you guys. Pray for me. We are just going to go for coffee, but I don't know. She likes going to busy places like that. I don't. Yeah, I don't. I would prefer going to a place where there isn't a lot of people, just because I can get a little overwhelmed at times, and I feel like that's normal. I feel like everyone's like that. My sister's like that. Whenever me and her go out, if we go somewhere and we see a lot of people, we're like, okay, time to go. We can't be here for much longer. This is insane. But yeah, I think definitely depends on the person and how they are and stuff. But moving on from all of that, how have you guys been? What's been going on? I hope you've all been safe and sound, and I hope you've been taking care of yourself and staying warm. I've been getting incredibly sick these past few days just because of the cold weather. I mean, I went a week having like a super stuffy nose, and I couldn't record or anything for that week. I was just so tired. Still am a little bit stuffy, but you can't really hear it because it's slowly starting to disappear, but I hate the cold. I absolutely hate the cold weather. My skin just gets so irritated, so dry, and I start itching, like, my face. Because my skin just gets so dry from the cold weather, and then I become vitamin D deficient. We don't fucking get sun here, barely. And now it gets dark at 5, so we barely get any sunlight. Let's not talk about daylight saving time. Oh my gosh, you guys. I absolutely hate when the sun sets early. Like, that's one of the worst parts of winter. As much as I like winter, I hate that about it. I hate that it gets dark at 5. I just can't do it. It's so depressing, because then my body is in a state of thinking that it's nighttime. And as soon as the sun sets and there's no light at 6 p.m., I'm like, okay, it's time for bed. Even though it's only 6. Oh, I hate it, and I try to do as much as I can before 5 o'clock. I try to run errands and stuff super early. But being a night owl and working late at night definitely does not work in my favor, just because I happen to wake up really late during the day, and then I don't have a lot of time to do what I want to before the sun sets. Yeah, I hate it. I just want winter to be over already. I want spring. As much as I hate spring and having spring allergies, I also love the weather during spring, and I love the trees blooming and stuff. So pretty. But yeah. Yeah. If I had to choose a favorite season, I would say fall is my favorite season. I really like fall. I just don't like how short fall is. I feel like it passes so quickly. Like, I feel like winter takes over immediately, and then it's like, oh my gosh, where did fall go? Super crazy. This is like a super different topic, but I did want to talk about the fact that I recently got an espresso machine, so like a espresso machine. And I've been making my coffee at home. I'm so proud of myself because I haven't been spending any money at Starbucks. I used to be like crazy obsessed with Starbucks, and now I don't buy it anymore. Especially because I started like learning it from home and knowing how to do it at home. Now I literally know how to make my brown sugar shaken espresso, and it is my favorite thing ever. My favorite part of the day is definitely making it. Can you guys tell my voice is getting cracky? It's super late, super late. I think it is time for me to stop this ramble because, oh my gosh, my voice is going through it. But if you guys made it this far into the audio, then comment a coffee emoji or like a drink emoji. because we were just talking about coffee, and I think it is the perfect time to do so. And, yeah, I think, sorry, I hate to stop the ramble here. I feel like I still had more to talk about, but my voice, I can't. I hate when my voice sounds like this. I love you guys so much. I can't begin to tell you how grateful I am for each and every single one of you. I mean, the year is almost over. 2023 is almost done. I can't believe it. And it's been a few years now of me filming and recording content here on Patreon outside of YouTube. And a lot of you have been here for a while. You've been supporting me for a while. And knowing that I have your support and your faith in me means the world. Truly, I thank God for you guys every single day. And I'm so grateful that I got to spend another year with you and that I got to create the content that I love and do voice acting. And it is because of you guys that I can now do this full time. So, yeah, can't begin to thank you guys enough. I love you so much. And I'm so excited for 2024. I just know it's going to be amazing. I have so much planned, and I hope you guys are excited. So yeah, I hope you guys will still be here, because I hate seeing you guys go. Truly, I care for each and every single one of you. I know it might sound crazy, like, you don't even know me, why would you care for me? But I know you, and I love you guys, and I'm grateful for you, and I wouldn't be here without you. Especially if you've made it this far into the ramble as well. Like, it means a lot that you guys still listen to these and that you are interested in me, just a simple girl in her life. So, yeah, it definitely makes me really happy, and I am super lucky that I have you guys here in my life listening to me every single day. I love you guys. And if I don't say it enough, happy Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy everything. I'm definitely going to be making more posts about, like, New Year's and stuff eventually. But, yeah, I hope you guys have an amazing time during the holiday. And if you don't celebrate the holiday, I hope that you still have an amazing rest of your year. And I will see you guys in my next ramble, which is going to be the first one of next year. That's so crazy. So crazy to say that. Goodbye, 2023. I'm truly gonna miss you. All right. Bye, guys. I love you.